All right, and we're back again. Let's go. What's goody, boys? Welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to Basement Sports Podcast. I am your host, Max Cooper, giving you a weekly update on the sports world, based on most sports, probably not like cricket or whatever, but giving you a weekly update on sports. Because sports is what we all know and love to talk about as a family. It causes great controversy. What's good? I hope we all having a great time tonight. It's a good Wednesday night, you know? Chilling, having a fun time, recording in my basement, because, you know, it's basement sports. But yeah, no, I just had some good pasta, you know? I think that's going to be a thing, you know? I'm going to have food before, and then I'm just going to review it, you know, just before the pot, before I get into everything, and just lighten the mood up. But yeah, no, have some good three-cheese pasta. I think you can get it from Costco. It's like the three-cheese tortellini. It was pretty good. I enjoyed it. I personally don't put any sauce on it, but I don't know. You can put sauce on it. I know sauce is good on it. I just don't like it. But so let's just jump straight into it. Last night, the college football playoff rankings came out and Utah's in the top 10. Let's go. Yeah, so I'll read off that top 10 for you. So top four is the same with Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, TCU, Tennessee at number five, LSU at six, SC at seven, Bama eight, Clemson nine, Utah 10. And then just on the outside is Penn State, Oregon, and North Carolina at 11, 12, and 13. Washington jumped up to 17. That's a pretty big jump for them. Ole Miss lost, so they fell down to around 14. Yeah, so there's some movement. I mean, Utah jumping up three spots. I mean, that's pretty nice, you know, like first time being ranked top 10 since the preseason when we ranked seventh. So, I mean, like, I'm not too mad at it. I mean, what do you want me to be like? Oh, we deserve to be number, I don't know, six because LSU is 8-2 and Utah's 8-2. So why is LSU ranked up there? I mean, I guess, yeah, because they have a win against Alabama. Yeah, sure. But like, oh, LSU should be ranked lower. Alabama should be ranked lower. Clemson should be ranked higher than Alabama because Alabama's 8-2 and Clemson's 9-1. Like, what do you want me to be like? I mean, I'm looking at this list like it's pretty fair. Like, only big surprise, I guess, I can kind of see is Oregon State at 7-3. But again, really, we got all the Pac-12 contenders up in here. We got SC, Utah, Oregon, Washington, UCLA, Oregon State. So, like, I'm not mad. And I love how people say how, oh, the Pac-12 is a really bad conference. No, we're actually really good. We just beat each other up because we got two in the top 10. We got three in the top 15. And in the top 20, we add Washington. That makes, and we just add Oregon State right there. So, like, what do you mean we're a bad conference? We got a lot in the top 25 CFP, mind you, not just AP. AP poll, Utah was number 10 again. So I don't really care about the AP anymore. I only look at that in the beginning year of the year in preseason. When college football playoff rankings come out, like I look at that mainly. Like if the AP poll comes out, cool, I'll look at it. It's like, oh, Utah's there according to the media. Don't really care. Give me that college football playoff committee. So Utah, they beat Stanford on senior night. It was like 42-7, I believe. I was watching that game. It was a really, really bad decision by me because it was just a... It was a blowout that entire game, and I didn't really need to watch it, but I still did. So, yeah, we can go through. Yeah, so Utah won. And then, hold up, I'm pulling it up real quick. Sorry. All right, so Friday, USC beat Colorado 55-17. Georgia beat Mississippi State. Ohio State won. Michigan won. TCU beat Texas, which is a really nice win for TCU right there, keeping them within playoff reach. I think if they go undefeated, if they continue to win out, they'll be in the playoff. Tennessee dropped 66, geez, on Missouri at the end of the first quarter, was tied, and then they went 21-21-17. So, like, they destroyed them. I watched the end of this Washington-Oregon game. Washington won 37-34. Let's go, Washington. I love it. Makes me happy. If you heard that jingling, it was my watch. Sorry. LSU beat Arkansas barely 13-10. I watched a little bit of that. Bama beat Ole Miss.
Clemson beat Louisville. Arizona beat UCLA. Let's go. That makes me happy. Now we need USC to win Saturday. Well, go more in depth. 34-28, Arizona won. Utah beat Stanford 42-7. Tavion Thomas, just 22 carries, 180 yards, 2 touchdowns. Cam Rising, 20 of 33, 219, 3 scores. You know, just small numbers. Penn State shut out Maryland 30-0. North Carolina won. NC State lost to Boston College 21-20. Surprising. UCF beat Tulane. I think that's why they jumped up a little bit. Where are they at? Yeah, they jumped up to 20, and they were 22, so they jumped up a little bit. Kansas State won. Baylor won. Not Baylor. Kansas State beat Baylor. Notre Dame beat Navy 35-32. Purdue beat Illinois. Purdue's like a really good upset team, I guess. Florida State beat Syracuse, who was once good. And Vandy got their first in-conference win in, like, forever against 24-ranked Kentucky, 24-21. Let's go, Vandy. So let's look at this Pac-12 race right now. Yeah. The Pac-12 race right now. Right now, I think USC is up top. Right now. All right, football stands, Pac-12. Cool, just had to get there. So I think USC right now is on top just because they have, yeah, so right now, the top, we'll just look at top four, I guess. We got USC, Oregon, Utah, and UCLA. Right now, Utah is not in the Pac-12 championship. But if the season ends today, Utah is not, which I really don't know why. I think Oregon somehow has a tiebreaker, but I don't understand what it is. USC is 7-1, thanks to us. We gave them their only loss, but outside of that, they've ran the table so far. Oregon just lost their first conference game on Saturday to Washington, and Utah has lost to UCLA. But it doesn't really matter because UCLA has two losses. So what we need to happen is if we do not want UCLA to win. We cannot have UCLA win. We need USC to win, and we need to beat Oregon. And that happens. UCLA has three losses. They're out of the running. Oregon has two losses in conference. They're practically out of the running. In fact, I think if that happens, we win. Because if that happens, we're in the championship game. Because Oregon just lost to Washington. They'll have one loss. And then when we beat them, they will have two losses in conference. We'll have one loss in conference. And then it'll be USC, Utah, Pac-12 championship game. We have the tiebreaker over USC, but they're still, I guess, ahead of us, so to say, because of their record overall, because we have their only loss. So, like, if they lose to Notre Dame, then great. Then we'll just be above them. We'll technically be the home team. But, like, I don't really care. I just want to get back to the championship game. So, Utah needs to beat Oregon, and USC needs to beat UCLA. And then Utah will, at that point, be 9-2, and USC will be 10-1. Oregon will be 8-3, and UCLA will be 8-3. And then Utah plays at Colorado its last game. Utah will probably beat Colorado. Colorado's pretty bad. Colorado is 1-9 on the year. That is not good at all. That's really bad. So Utah beats Colorado. Cool. Utah ends the season 10-2. I'm not too mad. That's a 10-win season right there. That's a really good year. Last year, I think we ended up pretty similar. So, like, I don't know. Like, I'm pretty sure we ended up, like, 10-3, I think. Give me the Yeah, we ended up 10-4 last year. Cool. Because we went in. Because we beat Weber State. We lost to BYU. Lost to San Jose. Yeah. And then we ended up beat Colorado. Beat them. That's, yeah. Okay, cool. We ended up 10-4. Yeah, that's right. So we end up there. That's our final season is 10-2. Hopefully go on, be 11-. Yeah, then technically if we go 10-2 this year, that's a better start than we had last year. Because we lost three games last year because we lost to BYU, San Diego State, and Oregon State. And we beat San Diego State, Oregon State, and haven't played BYU this year. And we won't play BYU this year. So if that happens, then that's really great. And that makes me really happy. We'll end up better than last year. But just looking at this Utah team, I mean, yeah, they stuffed up Stanford like that game. Like, I'm not going to break that game down just because it was 42-7. Like, Stanford scored first, and then they just got shut down. I think they had like 1 yard rushing throughout the, like, they did not have a lot of yard. Their offense was stymied the rest of the game because Utah's defense locked in and clamped up. And as I said, like, Tavion had like 22 carries, 180, and two scores, I think. And so Tavion just went off on that game, which we need that to happen. We need him to get going. Because one thing that I saw in that Oregon game is that, yes, that is a really good team, and Bo Nix is insanely good, although I think he's questionable for this game. I'm not 100% sure, but I think I saw that somewhere. So I'm not, like, if he is, that'll make me happy, because I don't want to play Bo Nix, because he's really, 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 really good. Like, really good. Like, scary good. And so, in total, I feel like Utah, I don't know why I said in total there, but Utah, I feel like they'll do all right. If Tavion can carry again, which I need them to do, him to do just in general. That game's also at 8:30, and I'm not excited just because it's 8:30 Mountain. Got to stay up that late again. That's not going to be fun, but I'll have to do it, and I'll just have to say I'm suffering and stay up to like 1 a.m. probably because, yeah. I'm going to watch some of that USC-UCLA game. Tickets right now for that's like a freaking $35. I'm surprised they're not higher, like $60. Right now it has Utah 51.8 on the FPI. For that, I think Bo Nix is injured, though. Like, let me check that real quick. I think he is injured. Sorry if you hear a little bit of that back now, Roy's stuff, so we get to move around. Yeah, looking at it right now, it doesn't say status of Bo Nix, multiple ducks. I'm sorry, let me read the Sports Illustrated article for you. Looking at it right now, it says suffered injuries to a degree and missed time against the Huskies. Nix re-entered the game. Meeting with reporters Eugene Monday. Dan Lanning kept his cards close. I'm not going to share really any updates with anybody who came away damaged in that game. I feel a lot more positive today to hear some news on what things are right. Describing the injuries. That's why you practice. That's why you go through so many situations. Yeah. Just saying, like, summarizing, then, like, Nix has become backbone, whatever. Cool. So, right now, we don't know much on Bo Nix, and I hope he's out just so that's Utah's easier win. But if he's not in, that's going to be really hard for our defense. Clark Phillips clamp up on the outside with the receivers. Hopefully, he can, and he will, because he's done that all year. But just shifting from college football to the NBA, yeah, the Jazz are done what we all expected them to do then. Recently, they had a little road trip, a little three-game road trip. They came away 1-2. They lost to Phoenix. Not Phoenix, sorry. Wow. Bad information from Max. I'm so sorry. No, they played last night. They lost to the Knicks. They lost to the Wizards, and they lost to the so they started the road trip at Atlanta. They won there. And then they lost to the Wizards. Then they lost to the Sixers. And then they just lost last night to the Knicks. And I didn't get to watch any of those games just because, you know, like, I've said earlier, I love watching this team. Yeah, I do. It's really fun. And I was going to go to that Knicks game, but I had to work that night. But anyways, yeah, now we're home against the Suns tomorrow, I think. 2 days, Friday. Fun, but no. So they lost 118-111 from the breakdowns that I've heard. Apparently, like, Walker Kessler didn't get it. Like, not Walker. They put Lauri Markkanen in late. They lost by 7, and then they lost to the Sixers because Joel Embiid is that good, and he's him. And, yeah, it's like what I've learned, I guess. And looking at the Wizards game is 2 is 121-112. They beat us by 9. Kristaps Porzingis had a big game in that game. Joel Embiid had a big game in the Sixers game. And then I don't know who did it for the Knicks. I don't think it was the big men. But what we can see from those two games is if you have a dominant big man, you'll be... Yeah, Jalen Brunson. Okay. Jalen Brunson gives us problems because he's Jalen Brunson. He wasn't the game scorer, leading scorer. He had 25. Olynyk had that. What we're looking at right here is if you have a dominant big man who can, like, play from the outside, then you're going to be able to beat us. Because, yeah, we beat Denver and we beat the Timberwolves. But then Denver beat us again. And then we just lost to Joel Embiid and Kristaps Porzingis. And so what I've seen in those couple of losses, like those three main losses, like those are like when you look at the schedule, like, okay, those are the three glaring losses outside of, I guess, the Rockets, just because that Rockets game was really weird. I blame it on it was a back-to-back off of an overtime game. That's all I'm saying right now. We're also a game back of Portland right now and half a game behind Denver in our division. But that's not what we're talking about right now. It's like, yeah, we beat the Timberwolves and we beat the Nuggets once, but then we lost to the Nuggets again. And then we lost to the Wizards, who have Kristaps Porzingis, who can hit from the outside, and we lost to Joel Embiid, 59-11, something, something, and 7. And we lost to Nikola Jokic, who's the two back-to-back reigning MVP. So we're not expected to win those games, so to say, but we still, I believe we could have, we should have beat the Knicks, we should have beat the Sixers. I don't know about the, we should have beat the Wizards, not, I don't know about the Sixers, but we should have beat the Knicks. We should have only lost one game on that series, on that road trip, and it was against the Sixers, but that's okay. Looking up at this upcoming game on Friday, it's against the Suns. Right now, we are favored 55%. I don't know why. Just like injured. Oh, Chris Paul's out. Okay. Rudy Gay's day to day. Oh, and Landry Shamet's out for them. Oh, no. Not Landry Shamet. But yeah, no. So, I mean, like, this is on Friday. Watch it, I guess, if you have AT&T Sportsnet, because you can't get it really anywhere else because the Jazz have no national television games, NBA. Jeez. They stole our TNT game, too. I think that Knicks game was supposed to be TNT, but they got rid of it, so that's fun. But, yeah, so Jazz are on a three-game losing streak. Hopefully they can get back at it on Friday and win, because if they don't win, I'll be really sad, because I kind of want the Jazz to do good now that we've proven, like, oh, we're good because we're 10-6. Like, I'm not saying, oh, this is a panic. We're four games over 500. I think that's the most games over 500 anyone ever. That's more than enough games over 500 that anyone predicted. Jazz power rankings right now, they're not what they were. I think they're like 11th or something last week. They're not there anymore. They've tumbled. Boston's 1, Milwaukee 2, Denver 3, Portland 4. Cool. Where are the Jazz? Oh, Jazz are 9. They were 5. They're still top 10. I'm not mad. Yeah, matching Utah's total loss in his first two games. Yeah. I guess like our guards are in a mini slump. Not very good. That's not good at all, but it's okay. We're fine. Jazz will be all right. They're going to be pretty mid this year. They might make the play-in. That's my personal prediction. They'll make the play-in just because that's what you can do as a Jazz fan. You just got to hope you make the play-in. Let's go to baseball. Cy Young and Rookie of the Years were announced. We got... Cy Youngs were announced today. And it was Sandy Alcantara for the National League and Justin Verlander. And then rookie year, Sandy Alcantara for National League, Rookie of the Year, unanimous. And Justin Verlander, Cy Young, American League, unanimous. Rookies of the Year, we got National League, Michael Harris, the second out of the National League for the Atlanta Braves. It could have been his... teammate CJ Strider, who had a really nice year, and then of course American League, we all know, is going to be Julio Rodriguez. He was an all-star. I think he almost won the home run derby. He's the first rookie since Mike Trout to hit 25 homers, 25 stolens, and over 800 OPS in their rookie year, like since Mike Trout. So like, yeah, he was all right this year, I guess. Like, you guys know my opinion on the Astros. I hate them with a passion. I'm a Yankees fan. They suck, and I hope that the Astros burn and tumble as an organization. I really just don't like them. Sandy Alcantara, I don't know. I feel like he always is going to win, like I said, unanimous. So, I don't know. I didn't really pay too much attention. Like, I saw, like, all the stuff, and I looked at the list. I'm like, it's going to be Sandy and Justin. Like, I already knew who they were. I could have told you. I just didn't because I – don't talk about baseball a whole lot unless the Yankees are doing great. But yeah, no, so that was baseball, I guess. NCAA. Sorry, just fumbling. NFL. Oh my gosh, I forgot about the NFL. Oh my gosh, the Vikings are great. The Vikings are great. I repeat, the Vikings are a good team, and it makes me happy. I love the Vikings so much. Let's go, Vikings. Week 10, baby. Let's go over it. So Panthers beat the Falcons. Cool. 25-16. Buccaneers beat the Seahawks in Munich. 21-16. The Vikings beat the Bills. 33-30. Thank you, Josh Allen, for being so bad at your job and not able to get a snap right, I guess. I don't know. Fumbling in the end zone after we got stuffed. Justin Jefferson made the best catch I've ever seen in my life. I don't care what you say, Odell or helmet catch guy. Justin Jefferson's one-hand snag, 4th and 18, 2 minutes left, down by 4. 4th and 18 and snags it one-handed away from a defender and then made another catch a little bit later. The Vikings end up winning it OT. Patrick Peterson returns to prime Patrick Peterson with 2 interceptions. Let's go, Pat. Lions beat the Bears. That's, Justin Fields is fun to watch right now. He's got like he had 147 yards in that game. That's pretty cool. Let's see. What are his yearly stats at? What does he got right now? Holy cow. Yeah, give me rushing. Sorry. All right, this year, 2022, he's got like 700 yards. Okay, so I think he might win the – he'll surpass 1,000, I think, just because he's Justin Fields. And like right now, he's playing really well. I like Justin Fields a lot. Not as a passer, but as a runner. He's fun to watch. Let's see. Oh, Derrick Henry didn't get 1,000 yards. Yeah, he's almost there. He'll probably get it tomorrow on Thursday Night Football. Chiefs beat the Jags 27-17. What's his butt? Devin Lloyd got a fumble recovery and a couple tackles. Saw that. Dolphins beat the Browns. Giants won again. They're good now, I guess. Steelers beat the Saints and the Colts. And Jeff Saturday beat the Raiders. Packers beat the Cowboys. And Cardinals beat the Rams. And in the most boring game of all time, 22-16, the 49ers beat the Chargers. But looking at it, the Vikings are legit. I'm telling you, I love the Vikings. I'm a Vikings fan, so I mean, that's probably really biased, but I don't care. The Vikings are good, and it makes me happy. This week's slate of games, Titans-Packers tomorrow. I'm going to go Titans, and Derrick Henry doesn't need a lot of yards. He's at 923 right now, and then he's going to surpass 1,000. I think he surpasses 1,000 yards tomorrow. Browns-Bills, I don't know. I think the Bills win. I don't know. Bears Falcons. Oh, Eagles lost on Monday to the Commanders. They're not undefeated anymore. They're playing the Colts. I'm picking the Eagles. Jets Patriots gave me Zach Wilson, the mom hunter. Rams Saints, Rams Lions Giants. Let's go Giants in that one. Panthers Saints, Panthers Ravens. Sorry, give me the Ravens. Commanders Texans. Give me the Texans. I feel like they're gonna win. I don't know. I just got a feeling. Raiders Broncos, Broncos country. Let's ride. Let's go Raiders. Cowboys, Vikings. Let's go my Vikings again. We keeping it rolling. We're them, even though it's Dallas minus 1.5. But I don't care because we have Justin Jefferson who got another 1,000 yards this year. Good for him. Bengals, Steelers, give me Joe Shiesty. Chiefs, Chargers on the primetime Sunday night. That'll be a fun game to watch if they're both playing well. I don't know. I'll go Chiefs. Not Chargers, sorry. And Niners Cardinals Monday night. I don't really care about that game. Go Niners because they have Christian McCaffrey. That's about it. We got college football on Saturday. Go watch that Utah game. Go watch that USC game just because that'll be good football. NFL Sunday, of course. But yeah, no, just yeah. See you guys all next week. Peace.